This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
That song sounds like summer to me.
Oh my God, that song is
summer
just...
with my friends at the beach, hanging out, surfing.
Ah. All the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Partying, all that stuff.
Soundtrack of our childhood.
God.
That's right, kids. That's an oldie, but a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That thing is probably 40 years old.
Whatever. Whatever works. I mean, that'll whatever the kids that are coming up today, well, unfortunately, they'll go, that song reminds me of the year I spent in my house.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, right. Yeah. Remember that one time we all didn't see each other for a long time? That was
stupid.
Fun. I know. I can't wait. I cannot wait until we get so far past this whole thing that we're just like, oh, remember? Wasn't that fun? Like, wasn't that a weird thing that was?
Believe, at least in my house, because, you know, fortunately, we've been able to continue to work and haven't had some of the devastating realities others have faced. I do believe we'll look back fondly on it because of the family time we were forced to enjoy. But after the fact, we'll be like, wasn't that great? Remember when we all hung out all the time?
Boy, if someone left, have a lockdown again.
When I leave for like 2 hours, my daughter will go, where have you been, Dad? What?
She's going to have separation anxiety.
What is this world where someone going out in the into the city or the neighborhood for a couple hours becomes, I feel like you've been gone all day. Where you been?
Well, I'm ready to be done with that.
People with dogs nowadays, it's insane. If I leave, he freaks out. Like, he tore apart my blinds. Because I guess he's going to the window and he's like biting it apart because he wants to see outside because he's tripping. So I'm sure all the dog owners...
You're always here.
If I go to Costco for an hour. So now I'm like, I have to figure out a little thing for him. Kind of lock him
up. I actually have a story about that in the news, but I hadn't thought of... my Willa used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
She had that separation anxiety always.
Yeah, I remember that bathroom of yours.
Yes, she tore the door down. She locked herself. She accidentally shut herself in the bathroom and tore the door down.
Same here. One of those two.
Oh boy, you guys are leading parallel lives.
Yeah.
You need's another kid, Bryn.
that's what he needs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he should do. Isn't that what we all need?
I could use a few.
Throw another kid in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So how's everything? When I left you guys yesterday, I think you were trying to figure something out, whatever the problem was yesterday morning, right?
Yeah, I think we figured it out. I guess we'll see.
We did.
Well, yes, our regular Comrex setup, knock wood, functioning. But yesterday we tried really quickly to make sure that the Lucy backup was on.
Oh, okay. That's
and I was having problems connecting that. I mean, I could just.
It wasn't the Lucy. It was just the routing.
Right. It was something. There was just something going on with somebody's internet or somebody's Comrex unit. I mean, I hate to always say it's happening at the station because I don't know if it is. But I feel like nothing had changed here.
So. Right.
But I did have internet problems. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. We got it all figured out, I think.
Good.
We are, I believe we're doing a happy hour tonight. Apparently, Jane, all in. She is in.
Jane is joining
She's
you for
down.
Happy hour.
Oh,
what did she
yeah.
say? What did she say?
She said she said yes with a lot of S's, I'm pretty sure. It's
okay.
So she's down.
That sounds committed to me.
It does. She's never done one of the
happy hours.
You
start stomping on that S at the end, I think you're saying for sure I'm in.
Yeah. V Hale was the first text I got this morning.
This morning?
Well, when I woke up, it was on my thing. Okay. She goes, I guess she saw the Instagram post where Johnny Mosley, like, butt-dialed us and jumped onto the Zoom. And she's like, who is Johnny Mosley?
Oh, God.
I'm like, well.
How old is V?
She's my age.
In her 30s, yeah. Late 30s.
Okay. Exactly my age.
So, maybe 20 years ago when he was on the Olympics, she maybe would have been aware. I mean, he hosted Saturday Night Live.
He did. He's a big star, but his sport is Fringe. And if you don't watch the Olympics and if you weren't plugged into that at the time, I could see how you'd miss who he is. If you're not the Bay Area people,
right,
absolutely know him.
Right. Well,
and
he's
so
a hometown
she will know
hero.
Him through that, you know, through association with the station as well. She'll become
right.
a fan, I'm
well,
sure.
I said, he's been on for years, and if you didn't live around here, you might not be as aware.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you could Google him. I don't know.
Google images.
But clearly
Duh.
She was taken with him. The funniest part of that is when he goes, you know, the one thing, though, is it's great to see to Jesus. I was like, right. that is classic.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Nicole, are you excited for our girls' club meetup tonight?
I didn't know that was happening. So,
well, now you know. Yeah. I didn't know either until Bryn told me that Jane's like all over it. So, what you guys had a little convo yesterday? You and Jane?
Oh yeah, she's awesome. She's putting together some music for us next week for the Christmas,
awesome. Yeah.
Christmassy music, which we'll talk about later. You and I, yeah. Sarah, and I invited her to make sure that she knows she's always invited. I just never figured she wanted to hop on during that time slot because that's her show.
Yeah, she's on the show.
But, you know, she runs things, so I'm sure she can figure that out.
Yeah, she'll. And, hey, if she has to stop and do a break, that's fine, too. We'll all be quiet.
Do it live.
We'll do it live.
I probably
write it. We'll do it live.
I might just set it up and bolt because Cameron's going to be with me. And so it's going to be one of those days.
Oh, Girls Club loves Cameron.
It's going to be
she's
a girls
in.
Club.
Yeah, she's a girl.
Yeah, she's just.
Right.
Why
yeah,
you put
except,
her in your seat and you take off?
Except I don't think she wants to stare at these squares. She wants you guys to be. You know,
she's not into squares.
Elsa
huh?
and Anna, most likely.
Oh,
right.
If you guys want to get dressed up as Elsa and Anna, I'm sure you
do some cosplay. You know,
yeah,
break into song.
I hosey Anna. I can't
That's
really.
It's one of
do
your
Elsa.
Things. Let's
it,
hear that.
It is.
Go.
That's for sure. Oh my God! Speaking of breaking into song, so yesterday, as I'm trying to like finagle my information, my technological setup, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get on this call with Bryn, so he can hear me and I can hear him. So I need him to be feeding me audio the whole time so that if I stumble onto his, you know, a way to hear him, there'll be something there for me to hear.
You know the drill, Vin. Give me some tests. Give me some levels.
Yeah,
say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 1,000 times.
Yeah, just right. keep on saying it so that there's... So Bryn is so smart. He's just like, I'll just play music while, the, you know, and that way if she stumbles onto my audio feed, she'll be able to hear something. But he can't just stop there. He's got to sing along as well.
I've got reverb. Why not?
I know. And he's got reverb and karaoke tracks. So he's
and extreme boredom, right?
And extreme boredom, no. waiting on Sarah to figure out her end. So Nicole is at the station, and the Zoom meeting is still going on,
that's
so we can all
sneaky one.
Yeah,
lying sneaky one.
Yeah, I saw the video. It's excellent.
Yeah, it's so. I started laughing so hard when I saw it. So it's on. Is it Nicole _
yeah.
DeJesus?
Yeah.
But it's not DeJesus. It's there's no
Without
S at the
S,
end.
Yeah.
DeJesu. And so I'm, you know, kind of randomly going through Instagram and there it is. It pops up and it's her filming her Zoom meeting where Bryn is alone on the screen yeah. singing
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. it's so and he's just Hallelujah. Just not, you know, not trying. Just singing.
She did it from an angle where yeah. I couldn't see her filming, though.
Yeah. Oh, I did that so on smart. Purpose. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, before that, though, I was like, he was playing like Backstreet Boys and stuff before that. And that's when you couldn't hear us, Sarah.
Oh,
and you were
I
like upset. You're like, oh, they're having fun without me. Like, what are you laughing at?
Oh God, she's got FOMO.
I do. Well, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to join. I'm trying to be on it, and I can see them cracking up. And I can't hear it, and I can't. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, oh, that looks so fun.
What time was this yesterday?
This was right after the show. Right after you bounced out.
Oh, okay.
So then I was on the other side of the studio on the computer, and I heard Bryn, but I wasn't sure if you were on. I thought you were probably on still messing around, and then when I saw he was by myself, I just took my phone out and like kind of hid behind the computer over here, and I just got it right there.
He's all alone. Oh, singing Hallelujah.
What a jerk.
That's a great song,
great.
Though.
It
That's
was great.
Oh, I love that song. And yeah, you sound great. You're so relaxed.
Yeah.
It's the reverb.
Yeah.
Everything does sound better with a little touch of reverb.
Just a little bit.
You know, there are radio shows that do their morning show. Wasn't it? What was that guy's name in Philly? Barsky.
Barsky.
Didn't he have a little bit of reverb on his voice when they would do their
there
show?
There are. It's interesting that how many older radio people would even know specifically. I mean, to the dial position where they want their voice effects mixed at. Like,
right.
I couldn't for the life of me tell you that. And if someone asked me, I'd say, take it all off because I don't
want any trouble.
I can't mess with any of that stuff. But I know people who brought their processors to their next station with them when they cross town.
This is my voice in this box.
This is how this needs to sound right here.
Plug that in.
So, yeah, I think a lot of radio people used to be, you know,
yeah,
consumed with all that.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's still doing that.
Yeah, people are still doing that.
Oh, really?
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Like, is there anyone in town that people...
Yes. Yeah, I don't care to name names, but...
Yes, I believe that is... That is some people.
It's so funny because it's such a, like, put a little reverb on your voice.
I will
talk
say
to us like it's normal.
I will say the people that have the most prominent voices that you know and the most... notable names, they have it. I'm not going to say any names, but it's got to suck to, you know, if you forget that processor, if you're going on a road or some sort of trip, you're like, oh no, I have to do the
show.
My
voice is naked.
Exactly. It's not me anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't spend my life consumed with that or bothered with that. It's too much. But I do get it if you...
Sure.
If this is part of your image and if you're supposed to sound like the voice of God.
Right. Yep.
Good morning, everyone.
I
mean,
Brynn,
that's the way you need to sound.
Right. You know, it kind of makes sense. Like, if you're on a music station where you're definitely doing music overlaps and sort of mixing one thing into another, to have your voice out there with a little bit of effects on it would be, I guess I would be fine.
There
but
used
dry
to be...
voices with effects is weird.
Yeah. There used to be a guy, and I can't remember the name. I only knew this because my friend Todd was so into radio and he taught me so much that, but I can't remember the name of the guy, but he did stuff for Live 105. And if you listen now, Alt 105, but he used to do this dry voice, this dude, I can't think of his name. It's like some kind of God reference, some big, but he used to do the Live 105. And if you listen to the station, you know that dry, deep, big baritone voice was this particular dude. And I'm sure he had tons of processing on that voice, but it did sound like the voice of God.
Right.
Like you really did go, oh my God, the bass is making my pelvis move. Like, what the hell?
There's a couple guys that did a lot of, like, if you traveled across the country, you'd hear the same voice doing the calls for a lot of stations. And we used to get the raw tape to cut up to make into promos for that guy. And he was, can't think of the guy's name. And I doubt it's the same exact guy you're talking about. Although he was one of those dudes, a voice of God. And there was definitely some effects on his stuff.
Yeah.
But it was so funny to hear that voice effing up. Like,
he'd give you
just raw tape, you know. Here's,
here's,
on reel to reel. He'd send the reel to reel over
of
and you'd go through it and you'd pick out what you needed. And he would laugh and F things up and say funny things. And it used to be kind of fun going through the tape because it's, you know, just the crap that nobody would ever hear.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it would be fun to put a blooper reel together or something like that and have that be the promo for the station. This damn station, I can't get the name right.
I've heard the voice of Alice
Kind of. That lady?
Mm-hmm. Her name is Anne. She's super cool.
Where is she at?
I'm not sure. I don't know where.
We just contract with her, and she's the voice of Alice. She does all our promos
great,
and stuff.
You know,
I actually think she sounds kind of like Jane.
Uh-huh.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
There are times when I go, was that Jane? Yeah. No. All right. Whatever. Yeah, anyway.
So what does she sound like when she's in on her bloopers?
She sounds like herself. You know, super bubbly and you know, professional. Even when she messes up.
She doesn't go into... I always think of O'Reilly's blooper reel.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
Right. That's where he's just cussing and screaming. luckily, we don't have any of that going on here in the background that I'm aware of anyway.
No. There's very little frustration. I think the one place I come just to relax and be happy.
I think if Bryn wanted to really stick it to us on his way out, if he were leaving, he would go, you want to hear some people whine? Listen to this.
Oh, yeah. There's some serious whining.
Every Thursday at 9:45.
Yeah. You want to hear some prima donna whining? Listen to this.
Oh, it happens. Well, a lot of times we sort of have a casual meeting right after the show and, you know, whatever's coming up and things that we have to do.
Here's what you got to do, guys. Oh, come on. Are you sure we don't have that? What?
I'm pretty sure we
do
that
already.
Did that.
Wait, double check that. I think we did that.
Yeah. We spend more time arguing about doing it than we actually than it takes to do the goddamn thing.
It's like yesterday. I'm like, just roll it. Just roll the tape. Just roll it. We'll write it and we'll do it live.
Yeah, that is something.
It is.
So maybe not hostile and completely losing our minds, but whiny as hell.
Just, you know,
5-year olds.
We're tired. We just did a whole show and now he's got more for us. Come on, man. Give us a break.
You're hangry. You need a nappy poo. I get it.
I know. That you're exactly right. God, this job 24/7.
It's all way too true.
He always I know. He gently reaches out in the afternoon. Hey, do you have a minute? I'm like, this poor guy. He's doing the 24/7. Okay, what do you want? Oh, please say it's not. Oh, no. Anyway, it's Friday. I don't know if any of you guys have noticed, but...
Right, party time.
Friday all day. And tonight, are we going to do it on the Clarky Clark? Maybe we can do it on the Alice 973 Instagram since Jane's on it. That'll be sanctioned.
That.
Yeah.
I have to, you know, get the two-step...
Yeah, you authentication.
Know. So if you're selling this to someone who's like, I like happy hours. What's going on? What would you say happens tonight on the Alice Instagram?
Same thing that happens on all of them. If they're boring, don't tune in. Nothing happens. No one drinks. There's no body parts flash.
It's a great tease.
Totally boring. Don't watch it. That's what I would say. Right, Nikki?
Yeah.
That's a weird way to sell that to people, but okay.
Do not watch. Whatever you do when you see us go live, close Instagram. Close it. Delete it. Delete it off your phone. You don't want any part of it.
All right.
And then see, that way, you know, if there's anything remotely interesting, people will be like, oh, they're over-delivering. Amazing. Actually, I'm really excited to see what Jane will be like. I mean, is she going to get loose or what?
Do you think she's going to have a filter?
Yeah. Of course she will. She's going to have a bright light shining right in her face. She's going to have no nose.
Just the addition of Jane makes me really interested because Jane is not... I love Jane. Never be mistaken when I say stuff like, she's a little uptight. Like, she doesn't let unclench as easily as the rest of us do. And she has boundaries, dude.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Major.
She wants no trouble. She wants no embarrassment. You know, she's very, it's hard to get a story out of her, you know.
She's a businesswoman. Yep. She's up and coming. She's the breadwinner in the family. I probably have already said too much. I don't know. I may get an email. Who knows? But the point is that she's got a lot. She's carrying a load and she doesn't want to mess it up. And I don't blame her, but. Oof, she is. I'd be interested to see what that looks like after a couple drinks.
If you have a second, you should hop on, Vin.
Yeah, you
could just hop on and hop off. You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to stay the whole time, but certainly early is probably better.
You have the link, just ask her.
Before it gets sloppy.
Yeah, ask her the dying questions and jump off, you know?
Yeah. Right. Sure.
That's funny.
Because she doesn't know where to find me, right?
Well, I'm just you're pretty far away, so.
I am, but you know what? Back to I also don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, listen, I feel like I'm going to text you and Michael Martin right when it starts. And then I'm just going to sit back and let those girls dig their own graves.
All right.
So I haven't talked to V. Hale about this, but hopefully she'll jump on too. It'll be, you know, the official Alice Girls Club. It's me, Nikki, V. Hale, and Jane.
Then it should definitely be on the Alice handle.
Yeah. That's what I think. We can do it on mine if you can't get the two-step authentication process. Mm-hmm. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's happening tonight.
Big
Maybe
party on Instagram, everyone.
Yep, party on Instagram. Join us. Hey, listen, everyone's in lockdown right now. I mean, we're back to the olden days of it. Like, there's no traffic and nobody's going out and there's mad lines and shortages of stuff. So, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I would like to request that you and the boys at your house do a flash mob dance on the Alice Instagram. Can you do that?
Oh, I like that idea.
Sure. Well,
do it?
We'll work on it all day.
Oh, that's amazing.
Watch a TikTok dance. You can easily learn one of those.
Yeah. Okay. You watch a TikTok dance too.
What? Oh, okay.
Those
I don't
are
know
delicious.
What that is.
Nice and minty.
Well, I've just ruined the party, everyone.
Nicole, I think that's a great idea. Maybe
now
all four of us should
mad
learn
at me. I'll be knocking on the door all evening. Hey, let me in. Guys.
No boys allowed sign, except for you, Bryn. Because we need you to make this whole thing happen. Thank you.
Anyway,
all right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison's Morning Show. Hello, Friday.
Hello,
let's go.
Great Friday, you mother.
Yeah.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.